This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The team that calculates which human jobs are vulnerable to automation, robots, and artificial intelligence is applying its expertise to the economic effects of COVID-19. The McKinsey Global Institute finds that while a record 26 million people in the U.S. are currently drawing unemployment benefits in the midst of the pandemic, more than twice as many, 57 million people, hold jobs that institute labels as vulnerable. The analysis suggests that people without a bachelor's degree are twice as likely to be vulnerable to job loss. Susan Lund is a senior partner at the Institute. She connected from the D.C. area. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
So the Global Institute has an expertise at looking through different job categories for different types of vulnerability. For instance, vulnerability to technology taking jobs. You're applying that expertise to the current pandemic, and you're finding certainly some job categories and sectors are more vulnerable than others to job loss?
That's right. Overall, the numbers are stark. We find that up to 57 million jobs in the U.S. could be vulnerable. By vulnerable, we mean people might be laid off permanently, they might be on temporary furlough, or they might see their hours reduced. But these are all jobs which are either shut down during the stay-at-home orders, or they're jobs that are vulnerable to the spending cuts in consumer demand that we're seeing.
I guess another way to see it is that nearly two-thirds of the jobs don't fit your categories of vulnerabilities.
There's that. But it is, as you point out, it's a third of the U.S. workforce. So this is a huge shock. This is really different than any recession any of us have lived through. And it's more like an emerging market currency crisis where suddenly large parts of the economy just shut down. And we can see it in the weekly unemployment claims data that have been rolling in over the last 6 weeks.
And, you know, if you work at a restaurant, if you work in a brick and mortar retail store, if you work in sports or entertainment that depend on having crowds, the work has fallen off a cliff. But where else are jobs vulnerable? What other areas?
Really, when we look throughout the economy, in every sector, there are some jobs that are vulnerable. So the third largest group of jobs that are vulnerable are actually in healthcare. Now, that may seem surprising given the COVID crisis and the fact that hospitals are overwhelmed, but there are lots of non-essential or elective procedures, so various testing and surgeries, that have simply been postponed in part because hospitals are now devoted to caring for COVID patients. And so there are a lot of healthcare workers who paradoxically are out of work.
Been asking about job categories, but if you do an overlay for economic class or race or gender, interesting patterns do emerge, do they not?
Well, it's a very unfortunate pattern where we find roughly three quarters of vulnerable jobs are for people earning below the median salary in the U.S. These tend to be low-wage jobs. They're disproportionately part-time jobs, jobs held by minorities, and potentially by women. Certainly in the early weeks of this crisis, we saw that a disproportionate number of women were filing for unemployment claims, and that reflects in part they're more likely to be part-time workers and also work in retail, hospitality, and food service.
And what about recommendations based on this research for policymakers? What are some priorities?
Well, we've seen for the last two decades that U.S. labor market is pulling apart into the haves and have-nots, and that there are a lot of jobs that don't pay a lot, they don't have benefits, they don't have protections like sick leave. And that's come into stark relief during the COVID crisis. So the immediate priority, of course, is to help replace the income of people who have suddenly lost their job or can't go to their job because their business has been closed down. But longer term, we should think about coming out of this COVID crisis in a different place. And maybe it's time to rethink the wages and benefits to many of these jobs that are important in our economy. And also about using this downtime to help workers learn new skills. One of the things that would be tremendous to see and a few companies are moving in this direction, is using this downtime to have workers do online learning courses so that they're going to be ready for the long-term shifts that were already underway in the economy towards more skilled work.
And essentially, that introduces the flip side of what we've been talking about. What are the most vulnerable job categories? But this jobs that require more skills may be the more protected jobs.
Yeah, certainly we see there's a strong correlation between the education requirements of a job and the ability to work from home. So unfortunately, in this crisis, it's the people who are least likely to have a financial cushion, the least likely to have savings that they can rely on, that are suddenly out of work, while people who are better off financially are much more able to do their job remotely and carry on as they were before.
Susan Lund is a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.